In case you were hiding under a rock last night, the New England Patriots won the AFC title, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20. They're headed to the Pats' 10th Super Bowl. And here's the big moment, with less than 3 minutes remaining in the game when the Pats pulled ahead.
Brady under center, second and goal. Fake it to White. Looking around, has time, throws it. Can he get the feet down? What an effort! Touchdown, Amendola!
Well, also headed to Minneapolis next month for Super Bowl LII are the Philadelphia Eagles, who trounced the Vikings 38-7. Sorry, Minnesota. Eagles fans took to the streets of Philly last night to celebrate their win. Well, joining me now with more is Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter. She was at Gillette Stadium last night for the Pats game. Hello, Shira.
Hello, Meghna.
You're still aglow with
victory. I'm awash with, yes, exactly, in victory.
Well, also with us, we're doing this a little differently today, because also with us from Philadelphia is Andrew Culp, sports writer covering the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia and the 700level.com. Andrew, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great. I just want to say, before we get into the nitty-gritty of both teams, that in my opinion, we have a game, a Super Bowl, where we have the Patriots versus the Eagles. So no matter what, America wins. That is my conclusion for the day. I'll sign off here.
Thank you for that important bit of sports analysis, Meghna.
America wins. That's my best Stephen Colbert impression.
I'm not sure everyone in Philadelphia would agree with that.
Unless the Eagles win, right? Okay. So Shira, I mean, let's just start with a different kind of comparison here, because Philly was just like, they were out in the streets in force last night celebrating. But in comparison, what was the mood after the Pats win here?
Sort of a been there, done that. I mean, you know, this is the second year in the row. It's sort of like, oh, there's a Super Bowl? Yeah, let's book our tickets.
Pride, you know, before the fall, I say.
But I mean, you know, this has become a bit routine for Pats fans. I mean, they expect it. And not only do they expect it in a game like last night where you're trailing by 10 points in the fourth quarter. No sweat. Brady will figure something out.
You know what? Okay, maybe that kind of arrogance is earned. But on the other hand,
When you're Belichick and Brady, you've been to 8 Super Bowls together. Yeah, maybe
you're running out of fingers for those rings.
Exactly,
I get it. Okay.
Exactly.
Andrew, on the other hand, like I said, Philadelphia was out in force. What was it like last night, or after their win?
Well, I mean, I wasn't in the city myself, yeah. But I've seen the videos, and I mean, you know, it reminded me a lot of when the Phillies won the World Series back in 2008. It was just a really crazy mood, which, you know, was kind of surprising, because even though it's been, you know, over a decade since the Eagles last made it to the Super Bowl, you know, it's not like, you know, Eagles fans haven't had anything to celebrate through the years. But I think what the difference was this time around was just this season was so unexpected. You know, few people, you know, had the Eagles going to the Super Bowl back in August. And to get there, you know, with the backup quarterback and all the injuries they had this season, you know, the fans just are, it's a state of euphoria.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, and my hat's off to the Philadelphia Police Department, because apparently they greased metal poles in the city with Crisco. In order to
buy your Crisco stock now,
yeah, in order to prevent fans from climbing them. So you know,
I don't think it worked.
People are gonna try anyway.
Well, I saw some shots. They didn't just try; they were up there.
All right. So Shira, Andrew mentioned that it's been over a decade since Philly's been to the Super Bowl. My amazing fact checkers here at Radio Boston remind me that it was 2005, and it was the Pats who actually beat the Eagles in 2005. But let me, what do you think about the matchup this time around?
I think it will be, sorry, Philadelphia, but I think it's going to be the Pats again this time. I mean, I think part of it is, you know, when you do go to back-to-back Super Bowls and you go, you know, this is routine for your team, you get used to all the distractions of Super Bowl week. I've got to imagine that if you're a team just coming into this and you haven't experienced it before, it can be really, really overwhelming. It's going to be a lot more, I think, for Philadelphia to deal with, and it's going to take more effort for them to stay focused on the game than it will be for the Patriots. So I think, so there's the off-field advantage there, and then I'll, you know, just Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady. I mean, it sort of
hand gate be damned.
Exactly. But I mean, you're at a point now where it just seems like there is no way this guy can lose a big game, even when he's trailing and facing insurmountable odds late in a game.
Andrew, you're not going to take that lying down, are you? Come on.
Well, I will say that, you know, first of all, for the Eagles, they have a number of players on their roster that have been to Super Bowls and won Super Bowls, including LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long, who were playing for the Patriots last year. So there is a lot of Super Bowl experience in the locker room. And on top of that, I mean, Doug Peterson has just found a way through all the adversity this season to keep the team focused and have their eyes on the prize. I mean, they spent a week on the road between the Seattle and Los Angeles games this year, so they've, you know, done that where they're away from home for a week at a time. Obviously, there will be more distractions in Minneapolis, but they found a way to, you know, go through this season with, you know, the whole underdog thing and everyone betting against them, even in their hometown, and, you know, stayed the course and won 15 games, and here they are. So, you know, I'm not saying that the Eagles are definitely going to win the game. It's a daunting task. But
you're hedging here, aren't you?
But tell me more about QB Nick Foles, right? Because he's, what, 29?
Yeah, I believe so.
Something like that. Yeah, and he's actually filling in for Carson Wentz.
Right. Well, I mean, his career started here. He was a third-round draft pick by the Eagles back in 2012, and he actually had a record-setting season in 2013. When Chip Kelly was the head coach, threw 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions and took the Eagles to the playoffs that season. Then a year later, he got traded to the Rams and kind of fell out of favor there and has been, you know, bouncing around the league ever since. But, you know, he played under Coach Doug Peterson for a year in Kansas City. He knows the system. And right now, Peterson's using a lot of the Chip Kelly schemes that were employed back in 13 when he had that record-setting season, and it's, you know, really just in the last 6 quarters, for, you know, has really started to click for him.
Mm. Well, before we wrap up here, I want to play one more clip because we're talking about how Philly might be an underdog in this game, and you know what? The truth is, like, a lot of people, some people like an underdog. Here's Tom Brady himself today on WEEI responding to that idea that America might be cheering for Philly simply just to beat the Pats.
Because they don't like the Golden Boy?
As a fan, you know, you'd probably love to see other people in it and other people get chances. But every year's been different, and every year, every team's different. You know, every season's different. And, you know, this team earned it. You know, people don't like that. I mean, that's, you know, it's their prerogative. They could do whatever they want.
I'm not quite sure what he means at the end of the day here, sure, but what do you think?
I think he's well aware that outside of New England, the Patriots are probably the most hated team in America.
Exactly.
I mean, success does, you know, breed that hatred, and he's aware of it. And honestly, I think it's, you know, fuel for Tom Brady and another reason that the odds makers are going to have the Patriots ahead on those Vegas boards.
Okay, well, you're going to Super Bowl for us, right?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll
be in Minnesota.
We'll get a play-by-play from you. Shira Springer, WBR Sports and Society reporter, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Andrew Culp, sports writer covering the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia and the 700level.com. It was great to have you, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Thank you.